Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Yitzchak Katz, Leilui Nishmas, Meir Ben Tovia Katz, Mordechai Ben Yitzchak Meir Skala, and Basya Bas Moshe Leib Skala.
This shiur is part 2 of a 2-part series.
Bava Basra, Daf Lamed Gimel, part 2.
The next sugya towards the bottom of the Amid. Krevei de Rav Idi Bar Ovin Shachiv. The relative Rav Idi Bar Ovin was Nifter, Veshavak Diklo. And he left over a palm tree. Rav Idi Bar Ovin Omar No Krivnet Tvei. Rav Idi Bar Ovin Taina that he was a closer relative and therefore he was the Yoyresh. Vahu Gavram, and there was another fellow that said, Ano Krivnet Tvei, that he himself is a closer Yoyresh. And it wasn't not known who is a closer relative. That person was machzik in the karka, he was stronger, the way the Rishbam explains. And Rav Idi Bar Ovin wanted to get the karka for himself, claiming that he was a closer relative. L'soif, in the end, Oidi lay, the other fellow that was in the karka, was moided to Rav Idi Bar Ovin, the ihu korev tvei. That Rav Idi Bar Ovin is a closer relative. The gist of the Rishbam is the way we have it. In the first, ihu korev tvei, there is a hoidah, that Rav Idi Bar Ovin was a closer relative. Is Ukmar Rav Chizda Biyode. So Rav Chizda Paskin, that since there was a Hoidah, that Rav Idi Bar Ovin is a closer relative, he is now Zeiche in the Dikla. Says Rav Idi Bar Ovin, Omale, he says, Lahadali Paris, I should get back to Paris, the Ochal, that this fellow ate, Mahu Yaymat Hashta, from the time that the relative died until now. Omar, so Rav Chizda said, Zeo Shaim Ralov Adam Godalu, this is who we say, is Adam Godalu, Aman Kasamich Mar, who are you saying to say that you are a closer relative and that you should be Zeich in the Dekel? Ahai, on the other fellow's Hedah. Hakomar Dan Nomi Karam Netve. He had originally said that he was a closer relative. So the Gemara says, Abai Rav, this Rila Hod Rav Chizda, and the Gemara goes to Ram and Bez, Lam Gimel and Bez, Abai Rav, arguing Rav Chizda, keeping the Oidi, Oidi. Meaning that according to Abai Varova, once there was a Hoidah that Rav Idi Barov was a closer relative, so Rav Idi Barov is going to be Zeiche in the Karka and in the Paris. But Rav Chizda paskind that he's only Zeiche in the Karka and he's not Zeiche in the Paris. And the Rishbam explains the Shita of Rav Chizda that you are Seimech on whose Hoidah? And Hoidah as Piv of this other relative that says that you are a Karav Yoiser. But he said that till now he was Krivna Tvei, and he was Eichel the Paris Bedin called Alim Gavar. Mizeh Shemoy the Achshav says the Rishbam, Harehu Kenoisein Lecha Esa'ilin Midaiti. It's as if he's giving you the tree now, the palm tree Midaitoi. He's giving it to you now. Afa Pishloi Zachisa Boy Min Adin. Even though you were not Zeicha in that Dekel Min Hadin. V'chayrin, the words of the Rishbam are very difficult to understand. If there's a Hoidoas Baldin that of Idi Bar Ovin is Taka the Bailam of this Dekel, so why shouldn't he be entitled to get back to Paris? The Shitim Kubes Rashem Tesa Rosh Taka asked this Kasha, and he says that what does it mean that the Rashbam says, Hare Kunaisan Achshav Seilan Midaitoi Afbish Lezachisa Baimin Adin? Lechair Hoidoas Baldin is a Nemonis that now the owner of the Dekel really was Rav Idi Bar Ovin. And it's not just a matana, it's not a gift, he's not giving it to him now. Once it's an emunah to say that Rav Idi Bar Ovin was the Bailam of the Dekel, so he's the Bailam of the Dekel not only as far as the Dekel itself is concerned, but also as far as the Paris of the Dekel. So how did Rav Chizda paskin that only the Dekel goes to Rav Idi Bar Ovin and not the Paris? There are some achrayim, Gedulei Shmuel, and other achrayim, Tzofetz Paneach, want to suggest that because of the great difficulty, that maybe the Rishbam is going in the Shita of the Marin Lev, and how to understand Hoidoas Baldin. There's a famous Ktsois in Simen Lamedalid that brings up two ways of understanding the concept of Hoidoas Baldin. He says, Rishain the Marin Lev, that the concept of Hoidoas Baldin is not a nemonis, loch of atzmacha, to be chav yourself, to make yourself chayiv. The aside of Hoidoas Baldin is a hischayvis chadosha. It's a new hischayvis that you are going to keep whatever you mechayv yourself or whatever you are moided to. It's not a nemonis per se, but it's a hischayvis. And the Mariban Lev buys this aside on that the halacha is that if you're nestapik, if you turn takes schar, takes payment in order to say edus. The question is has he din? Is he possible to say edus midrabanan, or is he possible to say edus midatayra? Why should he be possible only midrabanan, not midatayra? Because he's mistapik. Why is negeh? Somebody has negeh. Why is he possible edus? Is he possible edus because we're choshne? Maybe he'll lie. Lahana asai. And a melech neitel schar lahoyd is also possible midei raisa because we're chashinu l'shaker. Or we say no, the psulim negay is not because we're chosh that he might lie, but because adam karvu etzel atzmei. But there's no chashash of being mishaker. So a melech neitel schar lahoyd also midei raisa should be kosher. And the only reason why he possibly d'abonim is it's only psul d'abonim, not midei raisa. Says Marin Lev that he wants that noitel schar, the person who takes payment in order to say this really is kosher to lahoyed midei raisa, and he brings raisa to that effect. And then he says, if you're not choshesh l'shaker, we say that's why he's believed. So then, how come a person should be neman lahoyed lochav l'atzmai? What's the nemanis of a das baldin? If the reason why a negeya's puzzle is not because we choshesh that he's being meshaker, but because adam karveit l'atzmai, so then why is a person neman lochav l'atzmai? What's the nemanis of a das baldin? He's also karveit l'atzmai. And Mikoyach Zeh says the Marim and Lev that the din of Haidos Baldin is taken not that a person is Nemon Lochav es Atzmai. The Yisoid is Anaya Eschaivis Eschaivis Chadosha. He's Mechaiv himself in that which he is Moida. And Memele, it's like a new Matana. Memele, if the Ktzais himself argues on this Yisoid of Marim and Lev, and he says, Avad, it's not true that it's Eschaivis Chadosha, it's Nemonis. Of that a person's kamei in dummies hadas, but then it's a din nemonis. But the fee the Marin Lev that says that hadas baldin is taka not a nemonis, it's taka the yisoid is like a hischaivis and naya matonach hadasha. So maybe that's the pshat in the psaka Rav Chizda that in our sugya the hadas baldin is a naya hischaivis. If it's a naya hischaivis, so then that hischaivis only was mikana lahabo legabi the karka, but not the mafreya for the payers that he was oichel. L'chayr, that's also shver. Because even though you could understand that the Yisoid of Idos Baldin is Eschaivis Chadosha, and it's not a Nemonis, but Eschaivis is Kafi what he said. L'chayri said that the Dekel belongs to Rav Idi Bar Oven, because Rav Idi Bar Oven is a Karev Tfei. Rav Idi Bar Oven is a Karev Tfei, and you're Mechaiv yourself to whatever that implies. So besides that, the actual Dekel should go back to Rav Idi Bar Oven. The Paris should also go to him, because if he's a Karev Tfei, then he's the Bailam on the Dekel and the Paris, the Mafreya, from the time that the relative died. Rav Nochem wants to be Mevayer Mikoyach HaKushya, and he wants to say that over here it's not a Hidah Gemura that Rav Idi is Karev Tvei. He's just being Choizim from his original Taina. And Mele, Rav Idi blibes with a Taina's Bori that the Karek is his, because he claims that he was a Karev Tvei, and he has a din of a Muchzik. And the Lekeach, the other one, is considered as a din of a Gazlan. And therefore, it doesn't help only his Hidah, only Mikana Lahabo. But not that he was Eichel, the Paris had Hashta with a Taina that he was Karev Tvei, he was not a Nidin King Gazlan, because Rav Idi then didn't have a Taina's Bori to be Zeich in the Dekel. And therefore, he's not Mechuy to pay him the Paris that he ate. And Abaye of Rovo that argue is because Shloike didn't hechzik at Atalit Loshen Rishbam is because since he was Maida, that the Ridi Barovin is a carved fey and he has a taina to be zeich in it, and the new other relative does not have a taina, so it's this battle of Mafrei, the old din of called Alam Govar. But this pshat is very shver in the Rishbam, because when the Rishbam brings that God on Amud Beis and the Vuhr, he says, I do ask Badin Kmeidim Upiv Mechai Vemomin. It's mashma very clearly in the Rambam and the Lashon of Rashbam that the reason why Rav Chizda, or at least Rabbi Rava, that arguing of Chizda, is the reason why Rav Idi Bar Oven was zeich in the karka is because of a regular din oidos baldin, which is kamei eden dami. His piv is mechayv moment, and Mimele, his piv is mechayv moment. So the dekel goes to Rav Idi Bar Oven, and we have a very hard time understanding why taka the peiros don't also go back to Rav Idi Bar Oven. What does the Rashbam mean when he says hareu knoisen lo yaseilin midaita? As if he's giving him the tree midaita, afapish lo zichisa bay min hadin. Why should that say that only the Dekel goes to Ridi Bar Oven and not the Peres? The Rashba has a different way of explaining the Rashbam based on a different girsa in the Rashbam. That it's not that the other person that was in the Karaka was Moida, that of Ridi Bar Oven is Karv Tvei, that he's a closer relative. But Libesoif Oidi lay in the end, the other relative was Moida, the Iu Kreve, that of Ridi Bar Oven is a Karv. The same as the gears of the Rach that's brought down by both the Rishbam and Tosfos in the Sugya, that he was Moida, that Rav Idi Bar Oven is a Korov. But he tainas that he himself is still Korov Tvei. So says the Rashba, v'chivin da oidi diu kravi, since he was moida, the ravidi baravin is a korov, so dikla becheskas yoirish koi. The dikla is in the chazok of the yoirish. If he either chaf a moitzim mechavel of a raya, he has a din of moitzim chavel of a raya, you a moidi is a yoirish. Well, le'aminan b'chiha, we don't say in such a case, a pesha osar, hu a pesha itir. Even though you were the one, the other relative was the one who was moida, that ravidi is a korov, and now he said that he himself was a korov tvei, so why isn't he believed? He has a pesha osar, a pesha itir. And the Rashi doesn't explain why he doesn't have a pesha osar, a pesha itir. L'chayri means, mitam ein sofi moitzim devadai, like the Lashon Ramban is, that even though he's kodam v'ochal, mitzin miyodi, according to Abai v'Ravi, take even back the peres, because he's not believed with a migu of mitzad, he's a sofi, to moitzim mamim from avadai. And what's Pshat of Chizda? Why does Rav Chizda say that the peres don't go back to Rav Idi? Because kivin the kvar ochla, once he already ate the peres, you don't say that the peres are becheskas ha-yerish. Meaning, legabi gufa karka, we say the karka now is becheskas Rav Idi, because the other fellow that was there was moid Rav Idi's a karav. So Rav Idi has a din of a muhzik. Once he has a din of a muhzik, the other karav is not believed, even though the chayri should have a pesha osir. But legabi the peres, which are not be'en, it's not called, Rav Idi is not considered a muhzik. And in Mela, the other person that was in the field, in the dekel, is nemat, at least keep the peres, mitin, pesha osar, hua pesh hitter. It's very similar to the pirish of the Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says that the Re'edin that says the Rav Idi was a kariv, and the migu was the migu d'layachli, according to the Rajba, he himself was moida that the Rav Idi was a kariv, and the chari has a pesh osar, a pesh hitter, legabi the peris, l'shitas Rav Chizda, and Abayev Rava will argue and say that no, even legabi the peris, these not can be believed with a pesh osar. But the Raj was Messiah and he's Matmiah and he says, how can you mefarish the Gemara like this? How could you say that the other relative, the other person who claims a relative doesn't have a Pesha Asa or a Pesha Yitir? L'chayr, it's a Mishnah Mufureshes in Ksubis, that if somebody tainas Sadozu Shalavicha, this field belongs to your father and I bought it from him, he's Nema Mishnah Pesha Asa or a Pesha Yitir. So l'chayr, in our Gemara also, the only way we know that Rav Idi is a karev is only through the haidah of the other person that was had the dekel. So he was maida that Rav Idi is a karev, but he also said that he himself is a karev tfei. So l'chayr, there should be a pesha osur or a pesha yitir. And the Rosh Taka holds that we don't say in such a case a pesha osur, a pesha yitir. And even according to the way the Rajma's masbir, according to Rabbi Rav, you don't say pesha osur, a pesha yitir, even like Abi the Paris. We say you have to return the dekel and the Paris. Rav Naftali in the Chidushim is Masbir, why over here there's a makom to say that there won't be a Pesha Osa, a Pesha Yitir. Because he says that the only time you say Yisrael of Amigu is only if you have a Taina now, Amigu that I could have Taina, a different Taina which would have been better. And the other Taina, which I would have Taina, would have been Menatzeach of me. So believe me now, with this Taina, Mimakal, my Taina, I'm Taining now, because I could have Taina, a different Taina that would have been better. For example, that a Shemer says, Hechzarti, I returned it to you. How do I believe you? Why should I believe you that you returned it? Because I have a migu, I could have said Nansu. Both of them are coming to Pater. So we say that even though Hechzarti is not a tiny mitzad atzma, there will be Nema to Pater you, but you're still Nema with a migu that you could have tiny Nansu, and if you would have tiny Nansu, you would have been Pater. So now we believe you when you say Hechzarti with a migu that you could have said Nansu. But you can't say a migu to Marzik this tiny more than what you could have tiny the tiny Acheris, if you would have tined the other taina. So for example, in our Gemara, each one is tining anok rivna tvei, I'm a closer relative, and I should get the dekel. What would be the psak? The psak is, the Rishbam says mafurish, called alim govar. So if this other fellow would not have been meida, the Rav Idi bar Oven is a relative, or karv tvei, what would it be the halacha? The halacha would be that called alim govar, not because that is a psak, because it's a suffik. In a suffik, in such a case, the din is called alim govar. So that's only the Mokim Sufik. That's the shakel between the two. You're saying you're a Karat Vein, and Ravidi is saying is a Karat Vein. We don't know who the Allah is like. We don't know who's right. So we say, call the Alm Gover. But if one is more of a Vadai, the din is ain't self and they vadai. So we hear, once you are Moida, the Ravidi is a Karev, so he has a din of a Vadai. And if there will be Adam and Fishwa, he's a Vadai. And the din is ain't Sufik, Moitzim and they vadai. So now that we established Ravidi Bar Oven as a Vadai, you couldn't be Zeiche with your Tfisa Misafik in din at all, because called the Olam Gavar, it's only Shayach by a Safik Ashokal, not by a Safik in a Vadai. So Mail over here, you don't have a Migu. Because even if you would have been quiet, you would not have been Zeiche Mikhecha Taina. You would have been Zeiche because called down Gavar in Tfakis. So Mitaira Safik, you would have been able to keep it. But that, because it didn't, it's called Alm Gavar. And Mail, if you would have been Tfis, you would have been Zeiche. But now, now that you're saying that he is a Karev, so you're being made that Rav Yehuda bar Ravin is a Vada Yoirish, and you're a Suffolk, so ain't Suffolk Mitzvah Nevada. So now you don't have any more a Taina that you could have Tainid that I would have been Zech called down Gavik. Because you're not saying any other Taina, just that that's what would have happened, but not because you have an Amonis of a Taina that you could say that, believe me now with what I'm saying, that even though he's a Karev Vada, but I'm a Karev Tfei, because I could have said a different Taina. You don't have a different Taina. So you can't say Amigo that you could have been Ma'ira Suffolk, and then we'll be called down Gavik. Maybe you wouldn't have been Gavar. Maybe that's not Bechlal Amigo. It's not a Taina at all. The Taina is, there's no Taina that you would have been Neman with. So Mel, that's the pshat. Maybe now Sugya in the Rosh and in the Rajbis and Miyasha, the Rajbis Kasha, that over here you don't have a Migu that I could have said or I could have not said that he's a Karev, and therefore believe me that I'm a Karev Tvei, because it's not based on any Taina which has a strong Nemanis. It's only based on the fact that the din would be called Alam Gavar in Sveikis. Taisvis brings Rabbeinu Chananel's Girsa L'soif Aisi Sahadi the Iu Kreve. In the end, the other we brought Edim that Rav Yehuda bar Ravin is a Karev. Not that he's a Karev Tfei, but that he is a Karev. And therefore, since he is a Vadai Yoirish, and the other person in the head of Dekel is a Safik Yoirish, the din is, Ein Safik Maitzi Midei Vadai. L'chayra, Rav Yehuda is also not a Vadai Yoirish, because if the other person is a Karev Tfei, so Rav Yehuda is not royal to be Yarshin Bechlal. So what does it mean that Rav Yehuda is a Vadai and Ahu Gavra is a Suffolk and ain't Suffolk Moitzim Yedei Vadai? So the Kovitz Oris in Simen Mem Ois Tesis says that it's Muchach from Toisvis that every Karev has a Shem Yerish, even if there's another Karev that's closer. So therefore, even if Rav Yehuda was not a closer Karev, he's anyway a Vadai Yerish. He has a Vadai Shem Yerish in these Nechosim. Once he has a Vadei Shem Yerush in these Nechosim, that means he has a Vadei Shaiches to have these Nechosim B'Teres Yerusha, to have the deck of B'Teres Yerusha, and the other one who's claiming over here that he's a Karev Tvei is a Sofik Bechlal if he's a Yerush. So we say, Ein Sofik Maitzi Midei Vadei. So now, if that's the case, so Rav Yehuda bar Ravin was Zeich in the Dekel. Now the Shaila is, what was the Machlekes of Chizda with Rabbi and Rava Legabi the Paris? Rav Chizda holds that Legabi the Paris, they would not return back to Rav Yehuda bar Ravin. Why? Because he has a migu that he could have said loy achli. So now that he says achli, the achli mehem, that's how Tosfos brings Rabbeinu Chananel, that the reason why we say that he didn't return to Paris is because they have an emunas of a migu. But Legabi the Karka did not neman. Tosfos says clearly because less lay migu. Rabbi Chanan in Ois Kuf Mem Dalin and other Achreinim and Ma'irer, that if Migu works and is Nemon, Mitam, Hoichocha, Mali, Leshaker, so Lechaira, how do we split it? If we say that this fellow is believed to say that he's a Karev Tfei and that he did not eat the Peiros, that he ate the Peiros with the Diachli, Migu that he could have said Loyachli, so he's Nemon to say, but Migu of Loyachli, we say he's saying the truth that he's Achli with the Diachli. But once he's Nemon to say Achli with the Diachli, I ate it and it was my Peiros that I ate, so why is he Nemon Legabi the Karka too? How do you split it? How do you say Legabi the Peiros in Nemon of Migu and Legabi the Karka not Nemon because there's no Migu? Manashach, if there's a Chocha that is tied as Emes, so Legabi the Karka should also be Nemon. If it's true that it's in Achli, I ate it with the Diachli, and believe me, with a Migu that could have said Leachli, so then he's Neman. Once he's Neman to say it's his Dekel and he ate his own Paris, so why isn't it Ayachacha that he's also Neman Legabe the Karka? How could you split it and say the Ayachacha that is Tainas Emes is only Legabe the Paris and Legabe the Karka is not Neman? The Karka and the Paris should go together. So Vachodim Mikrech, this Kasha says that the only way to understand it is if Migu is a Krech HaTaina, not an Emonis. If Migu is an Emonis of Mali L'Shaker, Yitaka can't be Mechalek, the Peirois, and the Dekel. And you would have to say that's a Pshat Nabai and Rava. The Nabai and Rava that say that you give back, just like you give back the Dekel to Rav Yehuda bar Ravin, you have to also give back the Peirois. And you're not nem with a migu like Tosfos Loshen is hoil vakarka yoyti mitachas yodim in adin the bekarka like a migu. Once the karka goes back in adin, there's no migu legabi the karka. So the payers have to follow the karka. If you're going to believe in legabi the payers, then it will be believed also legabi the karka. But in a chiz psak that you don't give back the payers, you can understand it if migu is a koyach hataina. So he only has that koyach hataina legabi the payers, and that's where he's nemon, but not legabi the Dekel itself. Another way to understand the Abaye and Rava is that
you could say, like we just explained it, that since the din of Paris is the Tehillah, the din of Karka, so it's not Shakti, and then when Amigo Legabi the Paris and not Legabi the Karka. I mean, it's comparable. The Rebbechonin compares it to a case where Elechot says, Meis Baila, somebody's husband died, his name of Legabi the Ksuba also. Because since the Gvia Saksuba is a Tehillah for the Heter Nisuin, so if Legabi the Karka, you're not Nemo, Legabi the Paris, you're also not Nemo. Chizik is going to have to say that there's no beer that the Karka is not his, it's just that we might see the Karka because we can't mevar that it belongs to the one who's in the karka, in the dekel. But Legabe, it's not a riot to the case of Eidus, which is a bira on the het and nisuin. But I'll call upon him, that's one way to understand the machlokes in Abai and Ravo and Rav Chizda, if we can split the nemanis Legabe the Paris from the karka. According to Rav Chizda, you can split it, and according to Abai and Ravo, you can't split it. The Ramban and the Ran and Buki Yosef and Masber Abai and Ravas a little differently. They say it doesn't help Amigu to be Maitzi Hasofek Midei Havadai. That since over here he's being Zeicha Midin, the reason why we're giving back the Karka to Rav Idi is because of the Klal of Ein Sofek Maitzi Midei Vadai. Not only do we say Legabi the Karka Ein Sofek Maitzi Midei Vadai, but even Legabi the Paris, we'd also say this Klal that Ein Sofek Maitzi Midei Vadai. And Baruch Ber in the Rikha Shmuel and Bometzi and Simen Beis is Masbid this you say as follows. Taisis and Abbezim and Aleph asks, in the case of the Mishnah over there, where one claims Kula Shali on the Talis, and the other one says Chetzya Shali, so the halacha is that one gets swears that Einle Yipachs Mishleish Chalakim, the Einle Yipachs Mirviyah, and each one gets three quarters, the one said Kula Shali, and the other one gets a quarter. Taisis asks, that why don't you say Ein Sofing Midei Vadai? The one who says Kula Shali, he Vadai has Chetzya, you also ask him half as his, and the one that says Chetzi Shali is a Sofik, if he has Bechlal anything. So why don't you say, Ein Sofik, Moitzi Midei Vadai? What is Taisus Kash, Ein Sofik, Moitzi Midei Vadai? Lechayro, he's a Muchzik in the Talis, Shtai Meirchz in the Talis. So what does he mean, that Ein Sofik, Moitzi Midei Vadai? I'm a Muchzik, and he's a Muchzik, and I'm claiming that this Chetzi is mine, he's claiming the Chetzi is his. Why should we say, from the fact that on Chetzi, that it's yours, why does that affect the other Chetzi? Why is there a klal over here? Ein Sof Meitz Nevada. Ein Sof Meitz Nevada. L'chayr means you have no raya. So you have no raya, but over here, I'm a muchzik. So Baruch Ber brings from Abchayim that the Pshat and Tosfos is that the din of Ein Sof Meitz Nevada is a vadai. What does that mean? It's a vadai. It's not the pshat that we don't know how to paskin and we say that leave it by the vadai, misofik. It's once there's a one is a vadai in this din Torah, and the other one is a suffering in this din Torah, it's given to the one as a vadai, but Torah as vadai. And there's no nemanis of the one as a suffix connected to vadai bichlal. And the Mela, Tosfos is asking that over there where there's a vadai in the talis, one is to the one who says Kula Shali, so the one who says Chetzi Shali, Bechlal has no taina, and even his Muchzokis, even his Tfisa, would not go Kenegat Vadai, because the din Ein Sofik Moisne Vadai is a din that Vadai belongs to the Vadai, not Mikoyach Sofik. And the male says, Baruch Ber, that is also the Pshat in our Sugya, that we say that Hadra Aaron, Hadra Perius returned both the land and the Paris. Why? L'chayri has a migu. He could have said, in Achli, he says, it belongs to me. In Achli, I ate it. The Achli migu that could have said, L'yachalti. L'chayri has a migu. No, because since he is only a suffix, and the Ravidi Barovin is a vadai in this dekel, once the vad in this dekel, so you don't have, you not have known the modus of a tine of a baldin bechlal in this dekel. They're giving it to the Ravidi Barovin b'teiras vadi, not b'teiras sofi, we don't know what to do with it. He's a vad in his nechosin, you can't tine bechlal, and that it's your peiras and it's your dekel, when the other one is a vad and you are a sofik. And Mel, that's the pshat nabai of a rovo, that even a migu won't help to yimaitzi for the sofik from the vadai. The Gemara on Amid Beis brings a typical beginning. Hud Omalech Lechavre, my boys by Aaron Marakama goes to the Mazik, what are you doing in my land? Omalech Minoch Zavni, from you I bought it. Vachaltiya Shnei Chazaka. And I ate it years of Chazaka, and therefore I'm never to say Lekuchi Biyadi. But in this case, the Oisphere is different. Ozali when I see Sahadi brought Edim, the Ochla Tarti Shani. He only was able to find Edim that he was in the field for 2 years. Omar Rav Nachman, the psak was Hadra Arav a Hadri Peri. He has to return the land because he does not have Edim on Gimel Shanim, so he does not have Cheskes Gimel Shanim, and he also has to return the Peris. there is a chiddush in this Gemara that even though the gabi, the pears that he ate, l'chayri, he's a mugzik, the gabi, the tashlumin, he already ate the pears, and the shiloh is to be mighty moment from him to pay back the ma'ar for the pears that he already ate. Still, since we are done klapi the karka, and the achrov, the cheskas marakam on the karka, tells us that the karka goes back to the original bailim and you don't have a chazaka, that also paskins ois the gabi the peiris, that your peiris have to be returned to the marakama. And memela, even though you ate the peiris, and the nidin is on the money, the tashlumin of the peiris, you have to pay back the marakama. Similarly, we find in Babansiya and Dafkuf Beis and Beis that even if you come, you have a nidin between a maskir and the seichel, the gabi the rent, if you come a seif a chodesh, it's kule the maskir. Why? Because hamet karkal cheskose. And even though that we're discussing taking money out of the seichel's pocket and paying the maskir, but since we paskin the karka, that the karka belongs to the maskir, it ends up that you were dor b'shel chaveri, you lived in your friend's chotzer or a bias, and mainly you have to pay the rent. The Gemara brings another case where if he went Omrah Zvidim, Ton Vamala Paris, Yeradati Nemon. If originally he said that I went into the land not because I'm the Bailam of the Karka, but only to be able to eat the Paris, he's Nemon. He's believed. Me Omrah, the Gemara explains that, for example, a reader said at Maiman the Nokin Maglev Sevilla, Omra Ezel Idri the Dikla Lipanya the Zav Neil and Mehemet. A person goes with the tools to cut down a pears of a palm tree is believed, because Lechotzif Inish the Gozar Dikta the Lav Delay, a person would not cut off a palm tree that does not belong to him. Hachanami Lechotzif Inish Lamechel Peri the Lav Delay. A person is not a Mechotzif to eat the pears that belong to somebody else. It must be that the pears belong to him. That's so strong of a reason that he should be zeich in the payers that the Gemara right away asks, Ihochi ara nami. What about the land? He should also be zeich. And the Gemara says, ara mina le achvi shtarcha, the gabi, the land is a tain on him. Where is the shtar? Unless he would have cheses gimel shanim. And Ihochi peri nami. Once the gabi, the land, we say it's not his because he doesn't have a shtar. What about the payers? The Gemara says, shtar le peri li of the inshi. That means that we don't write shtars for payers. And at the end of the day, he'll be zeich in the payers because of the svar of lechot. If inish lemechel peris lav delay, a person is not a mechutziv to go and eat peris that do not belong to him. But legabi the karka, since he does not have cheskas gimel shanim, he'll have to return the karka. What peris are we talking about? So the Rashbam learns in the sugya that we're talking about the peris that he already ate, not the future peris. Legabi the peris that he already ate, there's a svar to say that he's believed that he had a right to eat those peris because the chotziv inish lamechel peris lav delay. A person is not a mechutziv to go and eat somebody else's peris that do not belong to him. So it must be that the peris that he ate really were his. But like Mikanal Habov, a Paris of the future, there's no Ne'emonis. You have to have Edom, you have to have a Shtar. And the Rishbam says, because if so, Kol Odom Yer, the Karka Chaveri, everybody would go into his friend's Karka, V'yechel Peresav, and eat his Paris, V'yemer, and he'll say, L'Paris Yeradati, and he'll say that I went down into the field only to be able to eat the Paris, and I should be Ne'emon, L'chotzef Inish, L'mechel Paris, the Lav, delay. Taisus also says he's not Neman on the future Paris, only on the Paris She'achal. But L'chayra, if the Svara of L'chotzif Inish, L'mechal Paris Lav Delay, is like a non-Sahadi and an Umdina, that he's eating his own Paris, Taka, why doesn't it help L'gabi L'habo? Does the Rishbam just mean because otherwise Leshavkis Chai L'Cholberia that the Chazal were not Misakin, there should be such a Ne'emonis? That means the Takanas Chacham is that it should not help to be Maitzi the Paris of Lahabo? Or does the Rishbam mean something else? The Lashon of the Bach is Mashma that it's a Takanas Chazal that it should not be Maitzi Paris Lahabo. Why? Because otherwise everybody will go into somebody else's field and take away the Paris and say that Le Paris Yeradati. And Muki Yosef explains a little further. He says, there's taken no umdana ala haba. Legabi, the future Paris, there is no svar of lechotzif. Because if a person would be Neman to say that I'm going now into the field and eating Paris lahaba, and he would be Neman, so there's no lechotzif. He has no reason to be afraid or to be ashamed. He can go out into anybody's field and say the Paris iradity. So this takes away the entire svara of lechotzif. The whole reason why there's a svara of lechotzif is because you're not Neman to go ahead into
somebody's field and say, Leperis Yeradity, and the Balasodah could throw you out. And still, in this case, you did do it. So it must have been that your reason why you did it is because you had a right to. Otherwise, you'd be afraid to go down if it wouldn't be true that you had a right to eat the peris. So obviously, if you're Neman, Lechel, Mikanel Abo, with such a taina, you would not bechlal shterzich, you would not be at all difficult for you to do it. And therefore, the whole svar of Lechotzif would not apply. The Sma in Simen Kuf Lamed Zayin of Katan Aleph says this beferish. He says the imkain kol ishu azus metzach. If it would be that you believe the gabi the peris lahabo, then anybody who has a chutzpah to him yismaych al zeh will rely on this loymar kain and say this that leperis I'm coming down leperis from the yod he knows kashiyem rakain la yuchlu bail of limchis, but he knows when he says this that the owner cannot protest against him. He has an emunah of lechotzef inish lemeich leperis the lav delay. Elamai, it must be that for the future there is no such emunah. It's only for the past. Some learn that the MS in the Yisoid of lechotzev inish lamecha peres lav delay. It's taken not a umdin gemura to be mitzi peres for the chazaka of the bailin. It's just an emanis to machnis the peres becheskosei. Loshna Rambam perik tesa lochavav is misha lokach kardum. A person who takes an axe and he goes in somebody else's field and he cuts down the peres hareze becheskosei, which is mashma that the gather of lechotzev is that it blives like the peres are in his Rishus, as if he's a muzik in the pears. He's might see the pears in the cheskes marakama, and he's maimed the pears becheskosei. Toi says the loshon zebol ohoitzi. And really, the Ramah, Noi Samechtes, also has such a loshon. He says, the havalik ishar metaltalin, like other metaltalin, and wemaina, the nitva of a nitva, the cheskosei in the chazok of the nitva koi. It's in the chazok of the nitva, of the one who's being demanded payment from. Vuki memaina, becheskas mori. You keep the money becheskas mori. So that means that the svara of lechotziv only helps b'tzirif a murzik, where the ear is after he already cut down the peris, and it's like other metaltlis, like regular mamayna, that he is a murzik on those peris. So mamelin, such peris, we say a svara of lechotziv inish lamecha peris the lav delay, and we say that you can keep the peris that you already had. So it's not just, it's not an anan sahadi like an umdina that it's vada yours, you vada the bailim. It's not, it's just that mitzirif, the fact that you're a muxik, we say a svar that you can't be mitzi from you those payers. The loshna, the beer, hagro, and simen kufla, medzayin, sif cotton aleph, where he's medzayin on that, and the machaber says, he make a shvuas heses, he stels to these words of the Rashbam. He says, kedin kol dovar shubecheskosoi, vada shein ze tam. So it's mefurish in the gro that the chile between the peris lahabo and the peris of sha'ava, the peris that he didn't yet eat and the peris that he already ate, where we're saying that this svar of lechotzif only helps with the peris that he already ate, the shita sarashbam and taisvis, is because he's a muhzik in those peris. Since he's already a mukzik, so the svar of lechotziv is not mevarer that he is vali the bailim, but it goes ahead and it serves the mukzik and it says that you're able to go ahead and keep the peiris. So it's not really a svar of farzich. It's a svar of bitziruf that you are a mukzik, and it's mighty the peiris mecheskes abailim and lemaisi you're being zayche because you are a mukzik on the peiris. Rabbi Chanan Chelik Beis Simon Gimelos Yudalid says it a little bit different. He says that the svar of lechotziv makes us suffic, gives us a doubt, and the meila he's zeichem itam muzik. So it's not the get that he's zeichem itam muzakis. It's the svar of lechotziv makes a suffic, and then you zeichem itam muzakis, meaning muzakis and sveikis. What we were saying earlier in the gra is that the svar of lechotziv makes you into a muzik as mafkir cheses morakama. But according to Rabbi Chanan, the svar of lechotziv v'chlal is not a birur at all. Not just not to say it's yours, and also not even to give you din muzik. Just that it makes a suffik, and the male since it's a suffik, go basar the muzik. But in Taisus, the Chayin Rosh Bam said that even if you're not a muzik of payers, it'll help the svar of lechotziv. So then you can't understand like Rabbi Chanan. In summary, there are three ways
to understand the svara of lechotzif inish lemechel peir de lav delay. Either lechotzif is a svara in itself that he is saying the truth and the peirs belong to him, because a person's not a mechutzif to go and taina these peirs are mine and to eat somebody else's peirs. It must be they're his. So that's mitam umdeno, or nan sahadi, or hechocha, that he's saying the truth. A second way to understand it is that the svara of lechotzif creates that you have a din muchzik in the peiris. It's yisbeches kosei. The get lechotzif is that it brings it into your chazaka. It's mitzi in the ches of morakama, and it says now that you are now the muchzik. Although the gabe, the karka, we said the karka is becheskas morakama, and the male peiris should follow suit. But since it's a svara of lechotzif inish lamecha peiris to lav delay, we'll say that the peiris are taka beches kosei and not in the cheskas morakama. And the third way is where Rebbe Chanan explains it is that lechotzif just moira sofik. Once it makes a real suffix, so then we'll go boss of the muchzokis, and we'll say that the fact that you ate the peiris, so you already a muchzik on the peiris, and we'll leave it the way it is. It creates like a suffix, like a dror d'mamayna, and we have the dinners and the suffix, you go bossar the muchzik. The Gemara continues, the Gemara asks, that ihochi aranami, that if you're going ahead and saying that he's neman the gabi the peiris, he should be neman also the gabi the karka. There's a machlokes rishonim, how to understand exactly what the Gemara is asking. Tosfos learns that the Gemara's kasha is not that you should be zeiche in the gufa karka, because Tosfos himself explained, and the Rishbam Shita also is that the legabi the peiris mikana labo, you're not zeichin. So if you're not zeichin the peiris of the kana labo, you're zeichin not being able to be zeiche in the karka. So what is the Gemara's kasha? Yehochi ara nami. So Tosfos explains that the Gemara's kasha is in the oifen where you tiny the gufa karka is yours, you should be zeich al koponim in the peiris. So again, the Gemara's kasha is in regards to the peiris, not legabi the karka. But if you tiny that the karka is yours and male the peiris is yours, you shouldn't have to yimach the peiris shekvar ochal because of the fact that you tiny the karka is yours. That itself should tell us that the peiris were yours. So Aaron Nabi, the Gabi, the land itself, we should say, klape the Paris that it's yours, and maybe you don't have to return it. The Shar Mishpat and Simen Kuf Mem Vav Siv Katan Gimel asks that Tosfos Nomad Aleph says the Mokim the Yavamigu the Gabi the Yavamigu that the Gabi the Paris. Still, if the karka itself goes back to the Marakama, you're not nemo legabi the peiris. So over here, since the karka is yoizi mitachas yodi, the karka lemaisa was saying that you're not a muzik. You don't have cheses gimel shonim. You only have edim on 2 years. So the karka goes back to the Marakama. So how could you be nemon legabe the peiris? How could Tosfos say that the Gemara's kashi hochi aranami is that you should be nemon when you claim the land is yours legabe the peiris? If the land is yoizi mitachas yodi, not nemon legabe the peiris. So the Shar Mishpat says that Tosfos is learning more as Kasha Lefi Rav Chizda, that does not hold of that Svar. And Rav Chizda holds Kibim Mechalik, the Peiros and the Karka and the Sugya of Ravidi Baroven, Kravi Davidi Rabovin. Or maybe that's Guvading more as Teretz, the Gabi the Karki, Takanat Nemon, Vishumach Vishtorcha. And therefore, the Gabi the Peiros is also not Nemon. But this is the way Tosfos learns the Gemara's Kasha. The Ramban learns the Gemara's Kasha, Yochi Aran Nami, Ligabi, the Etzim Karka, it should help the Svara of Loi Chotzif. Ligabi, the Karka itself, that means the Gemara is asking, really, at every single case of Cheskas Gimel Shonim, why do you need Gimel Shonim to tiny Lekuchi Biyodi? Why can't you just tiny Lekuchi Biyodi, Machmas, the Svara of Loi Chotzif? It in itself. On Tosfos Pshat, the Rabban says, "V'lav Davka Hai Perushi." He says, "Ela Aranami, Kivin the Muzik Begavol. Since he's a Muzik in the Karka, Lehem Nei, believe him. V'kmu Eched Dekayima, and keep it wherever it is. That means that Davka in Paris Labo, you're not Nemon, because you're not a Muzik in those Paris. But the Gabi the Karka, you consider a Muzik, you should be Nemon. And the Gemara's Teret says you're not Nemon because you say Ach Vishtorcha." That means in a case where it's taken no ach vishtorcha, that you mach zegim l'shon without a macho, you never to say the karka is yours. Mitam loy chotzif. And the Shar Mishpat says, l'fidus Ramban, that is an afkamina, that even in a case that the Baal made a macho b'fnei edim, but the macho was not told over to the mazik. So even though there's no echochim and the shtika sabayim, the fact that the Baal was quiet, like in normal cases of chesed gim l'shonim, because in this case the Baal made a macho, but still there will be a chazok here because of loy chotzif. L'maisa, he didn't hear the macho. So this is a svara, really, in every single case of Cheses Gimel Shonim Lefi the Ramban. The question is, what is the snekudas hamachloikes between Tosfos and the Ramban? The Bricha Shmuel, Simen Lamed Aleph, Sifkotin Beis, is Masbir that the Isayna Machloikis between Taisvis and the Ramban, and the way they learn the Gemara's Kasha, is if it's Shayach Atfisa in Karka Toich Gimel Shonim. Taisus holds Teich Gimel Shonim, there's no din muchzokis bichlal. And the Melos, even a Rayev lechotzif inish lamechel peir delav delay, even a hechocha umdan an ansadi, a proof that he is the bailam from the fact that a person doesn't go into somebody else's karak and eat the peiris, but that raya would not be sufficient to be maimed the karak biyodi, because Teich Gimel Shonim, you're bichlal not a muchzik. And itself, it can't be mitzi the karaka with this taina of lechotzif inish. The Ramban, and therefore the Taisus has to learn the Gemara's Kasha of Yochi Aaron Nami in the Legabe the Paris, not Legabe the Karka itself. Mashenkin, the Ramban holds that since the Machzik is in the Karka, so it helps the Raya of Lechotzif Inish, Lamechel Paris, the Lav Delay, to create that he has a din of a Muchzik. Even though normally Toyach Gimel Shonim, the Karka is always considered Becheskas Morakama, but over here, where there's a Echocha of Lechotzif, that should help to give the machzik a din of a muchzik in the karka. Like the Lashon Ramban is, the kivin the iu muchzik begavo, since he is a muchzik, lehem they should be believed, v'ukma hecha dekaima, and should keep the land wherever it is. And therefore the Ramban learned the Gemara's kasha, yochi aranami, that enochanami, even the gabi, the land itself, you should taka be believed with the svara of lechotzif inishal mechel peris delav delay. The Shar HaMelech that we mentioned in Simen Kuf Mem Vav Siv Katan Gimel asks that Lashitas HaTosfos that Lechotzev Taka doesn't help for the Gufa Karka. So what's the Gemara's Kasha that should help the Raya Legabe the Peris? We said before Tosfos in Amud Aleph says that when the Karka is Yitzv Tachas Yoda, it doesn't help a Migu Legabe the Peris. So we said an answer before that V'dayachik, that maybe the Gemara's Kasha is only fear of Chizda, or maybe that's Gufa the Gemara's Teretz. But actually we could say that Taisvis is Yisoid on Amud Aleph is only the Gabe the Din of Ne'amonis. The Din of Ne'amonis that he's believed, so the Gabe the Peres, if the Karka is Yisv Tachas Yoda, it won't help a Ne'amonis of Migul the Gabe the Peres. But could be that the Din of Lechotziv is stronger than that. Could be the Din of Lechotziv is a Hechocha. It's a proof that he is the Bailam. Even though it doesn't help the Gabi the Karkas, because the Karkas b'ches v'aleh ha'imedes, and you can't be mitzi the Karka with such a Svara, but klape the Peres that the Hechocha does help, so then once there is a Hechocha mamish, that he is the Bailam of the Peres, so we could separate the Peres and the Karka. This is also a Chiddush to be able to miyashiv the Shar HaMelech. The Shar HaMelech also, as he mentioned earlier, that the Fidei Ramban, the Chotzev helps the Gabi Karka, so that every single Chesed Gimel Shonim, you should require the, you don't need the Chocham with Lei Micha, it's good enough for the Raya of Loi Chotzev. The Mitech Gimel Shonim is a Reyes of Achvi Shtarcha, but Achvi Gimel Shonim is no Reyes, so you should talk always be Zeiche with this Raya of Loi Chotzev Inish, Lomecha Peres, the Lav Dilei. And he lies by Akasha. Taisvis asks that why does the Gemara need to say Yeneman Legabi the Peris because of the Sfar of Lechotzif Inish Lemechel Peri Delav Delay Tepuk Le Mishum De Tofis? He's holding it. He already ate the Peris. Midi the Havia Metaltlin, just like every Metaltlin, Shein Asuin Lahashilu Lahaskir. Any Metaltlin with a derech is not to borrow them or to rent them out. The halacha is the Amr Lekuchen Ein Biyodi Neman. If the person who's holding them says that he bought them, the halacha is that he's Neman. So the Gavi the Paris, which are also Metaltlin, let us say that he's Neman because he's toughest in the Paris and he's not any worse than Dvarim Shein Asuin Lahashilu Lahaskir. The Agoyis Maimonides in Perik Tes, Milchus Toim V'Nitin Aloche Hei, says a teretz b'shem the Ritzvah, that over here it's not Shayach the Din of Cheses Metaltlin B'chlal, because since it's Yodua that he was Nichnas L'Sadech Averoi and he took it without his Yediyah, so then how could you say that he should be Nehmam Din Cheses Metaltlin? If we, like the Rif and the Rosh say in Shavuos Daf Mem Vav, that in the case Shera'u Shinata B'lo Yediyas HaBailim, in the case where we saw that he took it without the knowledge of the Bailim, is not believed to say that he bought it. And as I get paskin in Rambam and in Shulchan Aruch Simen Tzadik Sif Yudal. Why did Taka didn't Taisvis say such a teretz? That over here, since he went ahead and he took it, Shlei B'Yediyas HaBailim, there's no nemanis mitzad din of Cheskas Metaltin, of Achzuk Inish Begami Lemechazkinon, that we say that that's why you neman to say that you bought it in the case of Dvarim She'en Asuyin Lahashil Ulahaskir. The Nesivis in Simen Kuf Lamed Zayin Siv Katan Aleph answers, I'll pee the Tumim in Simen Tzadik, that the reason why you're not Nemon in such a case to say Lekuchi Biyodi Vin Ches Metaltlin is because even if it's Lekuchi Nein Biyodi, even if Hitaka bought it, but he's a Ganef, he was Nichnes Lefeis Chaver Shlei Befanov. That's in a normal case, and that's what the Rishonim mean in Shavuos, that in the case where we saw that you took it Shlei B'Yedias HaBailim, you're not Nemon to say Lekuchi Nein Biyodi. You can't believe to say that because you're a Ganef, you're Nichnes. But over here in our sugya, we attain the peiros yiradati, so you have rishus to go in and to pick the peiros. If you have rishus to go in and pick the peiros, so there's no tain on you that you went in shlebi adias habaylim. If there's no tain that you went in shlebi adias habaylim because you're claiming the peiros yiradati and you have rishus, so then the toisus kasha is still a gavaldik kasha. That why did the gemara have to say that you taken nemu mitzad the svara of lichotz efinish lamecha peiros lavdilei? Even without the svara, we should say in them, like all cases of dvarim she'ena suin la hashul haskir midin cheskas metaltalin. Ah, you're tiny to that the rishonim say clearly there's no ches metaltalin in the case where you go b'shlei b'idias habaylim zokt in a sivus. Over here is different. That's only because you nichdas b'vayis chaver shlei b'fanav and you have a din of, you're like a ganef. But over here, where you're tiny, l'peiros yiradati, you have your shoes to be nichnas. If you're shoes to be nichnas, then there's no such tain on him and you should be nem midin ches metaltalin. Devin Ozel and Perry Tesach Toyin Alocha Vav says that Toys is Taka argues in Yana Poiskim. And he holds that even if you take the Chayfetz Shulay Bifnei Abaylim, you also Nemon Midin Chesed Metaltlin. And therefore, Toys asks that in our case, even if it would be considered like you're going Shlebi Adias Abaylim, but Shitas HaToys is not like the other Rishonim. And he holds you still Nemon Midin Chesed Metaltlin. So why did Toys the Gemara have to say, Lechotzef Inish? Is the Nemanis, say the Nemanis, the reason why you believe is Medin Cheskas Metaltalin. Taisvis answers that you need the Svar of the Gemara of Lechotzef Inish Lamecha Peri Delav Delay in a case that locked on you picked, you took it, you picked the fruits, and you put them B'Shus She'ina Shaloi, in B'Shus that's not yours, the Loi Tophis Ben, where you're not a Mugzik. So if you put it in a B'Shus that does not belong to you, and you're not a Mugzik anymore, so then you don't have the din of Cheskas Metaltalin. And for that, you have to come on to the Svar of Lichotzef Inish, Lamechel Peres, the Lav Delay. And Taka, that Svar, Taka would help Lichotzef Inish, the Svar, the Peres, take, eat Peres, the Lav Delay, even when the Peres are not Tachas Yodi, even when the Peres are not Vir. Well, it's a Pella. Because the whole time of Cheskas Metaltalin is because it's a Echocha from Yetvisa. What's the Echocha from Yetvisa? Achzuki Inish Begavi Loi Mechazkinon. The fact that you person wouldn't take somebody else's object, Begneva, a person is not a Ganef. That's a Echocha that you bought it. That's why in Neman, in all cases where you're toughest, to say Lekuchi Biyodi. So Lechaira, what was Tesvis Teretz? You don't have the din of Cheskas Metaltalin because it's not Munochim Birshusei. But if the Svari is because Achzuki Inish so what's nafkemina if you taka muhzik or you're not muhzik? Even if it's not in your rishus, even if you put in birshus arabim, since originally you were tofas bam and you have a chazaka, so why? What should change? L'chayr, you should have still the echocha of achzukin shbegam v'eloi mechazkinon. What's nafkemina? Bemes, Rav Tali, because of this kashis mechiach, from this Taisvis, that the Chazok of Achzukin Shbegam Elei Mechazkinon is not a Hechocha and a Rai Gmur that you're the Bailin. It's only a Hechocha Ktsas, or a Shtarko Hechocha, but not enough to be Zeicha with this Hechocha. It's enough to make a Suffolk, and since the Suffolk ain't Maitzim Imenu, because he's a Mugzik, which means that there's a great Yesoid in the din of Chesas Metaltalin. The din of Chazaka, Komash, Etach, Siodom, Areu, Shaloi is not just midin Rai of Rechocha. It's not just a proof that you're the Bailim because a person doesn't steal. It's enough to create a suffix in a drawer to a minor. And the Maisi Yezechim in Tafos and Mosik and the regular din Mokzakis in Mominus, where we say Amaitzah Chavi Avaraya. So Mela, in order to be Zeicha, midin Cheses Metaltalin, it has to be that you're Tafos at the time when you come to Bezdin. And over here, where the suffix was nailed when he came to Bezin, you're fighting about the Paris, and the Paris Amunochim Beshush Ein and Shaloi are not in your possession. Yitaka would not be able to be Zaycha Midin Cheskas Metaltlin, and the only reason why you could be Zaycha is like the Gemara says, because of the Svara of Achzu of Lechot Sevinish Lamecho Paris, the Lav Delay. The MS, we could be Zaycha Rav Naftali's Raya from Taisvis. we could say that even if Tosfos argues on the Rishonim in Shavuos and holds that although you were locked on Shleva from Abaylim, even though you picked it, you took it, not in front of the Bailim, still you have a din of Cheskos Metaltalin, and we say Achzuk Inish Agam Vilei Mechazkinan, but we could say that that's true, but not if you're not a Muchzik. In other words, that the fee, the shita sarif, and the ritzva, that if you take shleif and you have bile, there's no ches metaltalin at all. With Tosfos argues, and Tosfos holds there is ches metaltalin. But Tosfos only holds, you have ches metaltalin, but sirif, that you're a mozik. That means that there's no perfect teichacha from your tvisa, because you were tough as shleif b'yedias habailim. That means Tosfos holds that in the case that you were tough as shleif b'yedias habailim, you still have ches metaltalin. But it's not a teichacha gmur from your tvisa, because we saw that you took a shleif b'yedias habailim, and there Tosfos says, you're only nevin if you're a mozik. But in other places where there's a chochik mura from your tfisa, in a case where you didn't take a shlebi adias abaylim, efshi yatakin nema, without a din mozik bechlal. So that means that it's possible to understand the din of cheses metaltalin in two ways. In a normal case, where a person is holding the object, or even if he's not holding the object, but there's no reason to say that he took a shlemi das abaylim, so then we'll say he is the baylim mitzad oichocha v'achzuk inish begam v'leim mechazkinon. The oichocha alone proves that he's a baylim. In a case where he took it shloi b'yadiyas abayim, like in our Gemara, that he was like it shloi b'yadiyas abayim, went into the field, he went into the palm tree and just cut off the peyres. So ena chanami, the echocha v'achzukin shbegamalim v'chazkina would not be enough to say that it's ches metaltalin, but b'tzir, the fact that he's a mozik, then it's enough to have ches metaltalin. But then he taka needs to be a mozik in such a case. And that was Tosfos Teretz, that since the case was that he put the peyres b'rishus she'en shaloi, so it can't be minatzeich, he can't be zeich minin ches metalta, because in this case he needs to be a mozik. He can only be zeich mitzad the svar of the gemara v'lichotzev inish lamechel peres dilav dilay. In summary, lamaisa, there's two ways of understanding the din of achzuk of ches metaltlin. Rav Avtali understood that in all cases ches metaltlin is only the svar of achzukin shbegam v'lev chazkinon is only ma'ira sufik, and the reason why yozeich is midin muchzakis and sveikis. Another way to understand is that no, it is a proper eichocha, but only in the case where there's no reis in that eichocha. That means there's no taking of shlebi dias habaylim. But in the case we take a shlebi dias habaylim, where some rishayim hold there's taken no ches metaltin, other rishayim hold there is ches metaltin, but even the rishayim like Tosfos holds there is ches metaltin, it's only betzirif the muchzikois. And in a case where you're not a muchzik, where the pairs of shus acher, you can't be zeichem in the ches metaltin, and you have to come on to the svar of the Gemara of lechotz v'inish lamechel pairs delav delay. Another nekuda in the sugya, when the Gemara says Amar Rav Yehuda Haiman the noket maglov is servilia, somebody who's holding in his hands a sickle and either a rope or a basket to collect the dates off the palm tree, v'amar, and he says ezel igdere ledikla deplanya, I'm going to go and to the decal of the following person and be igdere, the zavne nile that I bought from him, and he's believed. Tosfos mefarish that what means ezel igdere, igdere means to be goyder the tamarim that are on the decal, meaning to harvest the dates that are on the palm tree. The lashon of goyder is always used by tamarim. But Tosfos says it can't be referring to the ktsitsas hadekel, to actually cutting down the palm tree, because then the Gemara would have used the language of ve'iktele, which means to like kill it or to cut it down. Like it brings the Gemara in Shavuos, it says such a language, Vamar Ezel of Iktle, to refer to cutting down the decal itself. And Tosfos adds, B'shem Dri and Rivam, that if Itaka would be go and be kaitzit the decal itself, he would not be Nema to say that it's his with a migu, because Davka Peris, who of the Inshid Mezavni, Davka Peris, a person usually sells and he gives him the right, somebody else a right to harvest. But aval dekel ain't derech when the adam limker. But dekel is not the derech for people to go ahead limker v'lochus to sell it and to get it cut down. And it brings a right of the gemara nachayvul. With the gemara babakama says somebody claims shayri haragta, you killed my shor on the tiyosi, my plant saplings katzasi, you cut them down. And the fellow says tainas back and says ata marti lil harga, you told me to kill the shor. Ata marti lil katzitzay, the locha is that you potter. And the gemara asks him kain leshavkes chay lecholberia. Then if so, everybody could go ahead and somebody else and claim that, and he could say that he's potter. And so the Gemara says, "Mashman, he's talking not nem with a migu
The boy Omar Macharti Lilikot say, Takanat Nem with a migu that he could have said, believe me that I'm not the one who did it. No, you told me to do it because I could have said that you sold it to me for ktsitsa. Now, why shouldn't he believe to say that you sold to me for ktsitsa? We have a svar now, Gemara Lichotsev Inish de Goza Diklad Lav Delay. So Taisva says, the right from that Gemara that you Takanat Nem on to say that you were given permission to cut down the palm tree. The Gemara over here, when it says Loshna Igdere, doesn't mean cutting down the palm tree. Taka only means Legabe harvesting the peris. But the Rishayim, the Ramban, and the Rashba argue on Tosfos, and they miyashiv that Gerai from the Gemara, and they say that only if you originally said Ezel v'Agdere, then you say a svar of Lechotziv. But over here, there in the Gemara, but Bakama, we didn't say that originally, there's no svar of Lechotziv, and that's why Take wouldn't be Neman to say that he was given permission to do it, with Amigo that he could have said that it was mine. Because he would, even though normally he would be believed if he would go down and Lehedya say originally, Ezel v'Agdere, I'm going and cutting down the palm tree. But since he didn't say that he's going to go and cut it down, there's no svar of Lechotziv Inish Lemigzer Diklad Lav Dilei. According to the Ramban and the Rashba, how do we understand the Naosugi Legabi the Peiros? When Naosugi ate the Peiros and afterwards he ties the Peiros Iradati, he didn't say so Mitchila. So the Ramban and the Rashba explained that since he's eating the Peiros for Zman Rav for a long time, it's Mefarsa Mamilsa, it's public knowledge, and Velechotzif Inish. It's everybody knows about it. There's a svar of Lechotziv. A person wouldn't eat somebody else's peiros for such a long period of time unless they actually were his, or that he was given permission to buy the peiros alone. And therefore, Legabe the peiros is a svar of Lechotziv Inish Lemigzar to eat peiros, the lav, delay. The Ramban adds and says that in the case where there's no edim that he was koitet the dekel, he's not nemo or amigu that he could have said lahadam. There's no Adam that saw that he cut down the palm tree, so Lechayu should be believed to say that he cut it down and he has a right to because he was given the permission to cut down the palm tree, he bought it. With a migu that he could have said, Lahadam, Lechayu Dvar Me'olam, I never cut it down. You have no Adam that I cut it down. Why doesn't he have such a migu? Says the Ramban, because it's ain't there when the Adam liktsais kiswara satayswis. That means he agrees somewhat to taste the svara that it's not the derech of the Adam liktsais to cut down. But in the case where he goes lahedin and he says that Ezel v'Agdere, in such a case, the Ramban holds, you do have the svara of Lechotziv. But to say that you believed when Amigu that he could have said Lehadam, if that you don't have, because people don't normally cut down somebody else's palm trees.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.